Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up, while AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, October 17, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYS American, TMQ, poised for dual-value creation from market demand, domestic policy. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on the NYSE American and TSX under the ticker symbol TMQ, is strategically positioned to capitalize on the increasing demand for critical minerals in the U.S. market. With its 50% owned Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska, containing valuable resources like copper, zinc, cobalt, and lead, Trilogy is aligning with the federal government's push for domestic mining. Backed by a $1.5 billion project valuation and strong state and federal support, Trilogy is set to benefit from market demand and evolving U.S. policies. The proposed Ambler Access Road is gaining recognition as essential infrastructure for mineral security, further enhancing Trilogy's position in the market.
Graphite is in demand, and China has a lock on the market. Here's how Nuvomon Graphite is helping change that. Nuvomon Graphite Inc. is aiming to be the first fully integrated, carbon-neutral producer of graphite, offering an alternative to China, the current leader in graphite production. With a mine in Quebec, Canada, NMG supports growth in electric vehicles, renewable energy storage, and consumer electronics. The company focuses on transforming graphite into active anode material for batteries, ensuring valuable products are not processed in China. CEO Eric Desaulnier emphasized the importance of graphite for the U.S. economy, especially in defense and battery applications. To learn more, watch the full interview on Benzinga's YouTube channel.
New Bedford Research and Robotics awarded grant from Massachusetts Clean Energy Center to advance ocean innovation. New Bedford Research and Robotics has been awarded a $65,000 grant from the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center to advance ocean innovation. The grant is part of the state's Ocean Innovation Network, which aims to strengthen Massachusetts' position in ocean technology. The announcement was made at NBRR during MassCEC's Climate Tech Corridor Roadshow, with Dr. Emily Reichert and New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell in attendance. The grant will fund the acquisition of a CNC machine to prototype components for underwater robots and other ocean tech innovations. This investment will streamline development, reduce costs, and accelerate innovation for early-stage companies. NBRR's role in supporting Massachusetts' ocean innovation community solidifies New Bedford's position as a hub for marine innovation and clean energy.
UGI begins upgrades in the city of Lancaster and Lancaster Township. UGI Utilities Inc. has started a natural gas main replacement project in Lancaster and Lancaster Township. This initiative is part of UGI's dedication to providing safe and reliable service. Homeowners and businesses along the project route may have the opportunity to switch to natural gas. The underground work will take place on various streets, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers should expect lane and parking restrictions, as well as some interruptions to natural gas service. The installation is set to be finished by the end of December, with temporary restoration immediately following. For those interested in converting to natural gas, UGI can be reached at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at www.ugi.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.